This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. State regulators are investigating why equipment failed in a well in Weld County. Last month, it gushed crude oil and water for nearly four days in Gailton. The oil contaminated a local creek and landed on homes. Regulators say barriers inside the well failed, but they still don't know exactly why. Kristen Kemp works for Colorado's Carbon and Energy Management Commission.
This was unprecedented and rare and required over 300 people on site working around the clock for remediation.
Chevron operates the well and is required to pay for the cleanup. It is still determining how much oil spilled. Colorado's health department says there is no current impacts on the air or drinking water. You can expect wet weather starting tonight or tomorrow. The National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Clilo says the forecast is concentrated in southern Colorado.
Depending on the exact track of that system, you know, it could bring a period of prolonged rainfall at least through Tuesday. And there could be some heavy snow in the higher mountains too.
He says the rain is forecast to be more sustained than just a passing thunderstorm. Flax will be at half staff in Colorado today in honor of fallen firefighters. President Trump and Governor Polis ordered the flags to be lowered. Colorado has a fallen firefighters memorial in Lakewood. This is CPR News and KRCC. For more local news, come to CPR.org. Hope you're having a great Sunday.